Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, it's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. Right now, we're looking for two callers. Call us up right now. We got tickets.
Oh.
Tickets to see the BK Drip concert on February 11th at the King's Theater.
Nice.
Sleepy Hollow, Bia, Rowdy Rebel, Fabio Foreign, and more. And, of course, Funk Flex is on the set.
A lot of drip.
So we
big drip.
Two people right now to call us up to play Laura Never Loses. 800-223-9797. Hey, it's Laura Never Loses time.
Uh-oh.
That's right. We got two people on the line. We got Christina.
Who do we have?
Ooh,
Christina. Where's Christina from, Laura?
Christina's from Jersey.
Ooh, and what does she do?
Yes, Laura? And she runs a daycare center. Christina runs a daycare center.
Shouts to Christina. Shouts to all the daycare center workers, by
right.
the way.
And then we also have Javier,
ooh,
who is
Javier.
An essential worker. He works at a hospital.
He sounds like a great guy.
Shout to all the essential workers, always.
Javi.
All right. Listen, up for grabs, we got a pair of tickets to the BK Drip concert on February 11th at the King's nice. Theater. So we have something fire to give away. Producer Griff is helping us out today. Rosenberg.
Oh, Griff's asking the questions. Okay, and who did Christina, let me guess, she wanted Laura Stiles to represent
her. Of course.
Her.
You already know.
All right, well, then I'm with my guy, Javi.
Okie
dokie. Let's battle this out.
Okay, we got 60 seconds on the clock. Producer Griff with the questions. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
Here we go.
All right.
What were the names of the four main characters on The Golden Girls?
Peter.
What?
Peter.
Oy.
That would be... Rose.
Ding.
Blanche.
Ding.
Yes.
Rose, Blanche, Dorothy.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
And Mom.
Sophia.
There we go,
Ding. Oh,
okay, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. Woo! Okay.
Okay. Which member of the Beatles married Yoko?
Laura.
Laura.
No!
What was that?
John Lennon.
That is correct. 1-1. All right. Who called Vin Diesel manipulative?
Peter.
Laura.
Peter.
The Rock.
That is correct.
Hey,
Two to one, Peter.
Yes!
Okay.
Suck it, Laura! Oh, sorry.
In poker, if you have three of a kind and a pair in your hand...
Peter.
Wait, Peter.
Full House.
That is correct.
Ah!
All right. The Galapagos Islands.
Laura.
Laura.
In South America, in Ecuador.
South America is correct. 3-2.
Where's the clock? What's going on here? It's not over yet.
Do you have 3 seconds?
Okay, go.
Come on. Which literary character's nose grew every
Laura.
Time?
Peter.
Laura.
What? Yeah. What?
That is for the tie.
I was first.
No, no.
I was first.
No, you were not. You were second.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Go back and listen.
Okay.
And by the way, there is no clock. It's just the clock is whenever Laura feels like getting the answers right. That's when the clock
is. Oh, my God. Shut up.
Time
Stop being a hater.
Time for a tiebreaker question.
Okay, tiebreaker.
Right.
Here we go.
All right. Here we go. In terms of sailing, what are knots used in reference to?
Peter.
Peter?
Knots.
Speed.
That is correct, Peter, for the win.
Oh, yes.
Take that, Laura.
God.
Take that, Christina. Me and Javi are going to BK Drip together.
Congratulations, Javier.
Javier, you son of a gun. All right, Laura, what's coming up in Flashing Lights?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, are the Grammys still happening? That's the big question, and we'll discuss it coming up, Flashing Lights.
In the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, but today it's just Ebro and Shani today. Laura's on assignment. Rosenberg's getting ready to travel. I think he's locked into something, but we had to get with our brother Conscience, who's got a new album, Red Rain. Conscience, what's going on, sir?
Bless up, fam. What's good?
Man, we good, man. On the album, Stefflon Don, my dude Dre Island, Davido, Spice, Russian, Jesse Royal. Some amazing collabs on here, son. 18 joints. It just came out in November. Big up Conscience, man. How you doing, sir?
Living, bro. We're alive, you know? In these times, I'm so happy to be alive and to be doing this.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Why is the title Red Rain?
All right, so Red Rain is like the mindset of 2012 Conscience that just did the Red Color in the Hair. And just a new drive on COVID-19 was like, listen, you could have all this things this now and lose it tomorrow. So like maximize every opportunity. So the hunger came back, you know what I mean? So it's like 2012 Conscience in a 2021 body and 2021 mindset.
Nice, nice. With the movement, since then, do you feel like you had to kind of reinvent yourself a little bit? Is it every album or project you feel like you got to come with something a little different? Because you said you have some Afrobeat on this album now too, right?
Yeah.
Davido, yeah, Davido's on it.
What, strange enough, I think dancehall is such a thing that, like, I didn't think I have to or I had to, but that's just me. I always want to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I think even with the different genres and different styles on the album, my mindset was just, all right, touch all these genres, but make sure dancehall is 100% evident in all of them. So you find the track with Davido, the fact that Davido is on it, all right, it's going into the Afro lane, but the track is not an Afrobeat track.
Right.
It's dancehall, you know what I mean? So that's really was my mode and mindset going towards the album.
Right. Any soca artists?
Like,
you see? Because you're saying you're
repping the Trini Massive.
Because you're saying you're mixing it up. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you can't ever play with me like that. All right, the album before this one was 100% soca. I did a full soca album before this one. You know what I mean? So I didn't want to like come in and try to be like,
yeah, Shani,
trying to be a soca artist.
Conscience been on that soca
that long time. Now I know that. I just had to, you know what I'm saying? For the whole Trini squad, I had to just throw that in there real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. Trini know my style. They know what I'm about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Conscience, this album Red Rain, I want to get into some tracks. And before we do that, I love that you pointed out that while Davido representing Nigeria and, you know, a certain sound of Afrobeat, or that's called Afrobeat, talk about as an artist, as a Jamaican artist and an artist that's tuned into the Black diaspora, the relationship between dancehall, soca, Afrobeat, and just musically speaking, storytelling and these things over the music, because there's so much of a, whether you call it, you know, dancehall, whether you call it rap and hip hop, like there's such a relationship between the music because it comes from the same root.
Yo, you know what? I don't fully understand your question, but I think what you're going at is, are the cultures married? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. The relationship between all the music.
I 100% think that it's the same thing, bro. Like in every different genre, that's African roots for sure. You know, as a Jamaican, I want to say dancehall has been like the main influencer in all of these genres.
That's right.
But yeah, the same vibe, the same energy. What I sing about the streets, what I sing about the lifestyle, what I sing about the stories. And it's singing about sexuality and freedom and happiness. And you know what I mean? And you find that the same thing in Afrobeat, the same thing in hip hop. And it's just one thing to me.
Now, have you had a chance to go to Africa and kind of just experience thereby? In what countries in Africa?
All right. So you were going to say experience what?
Experience.
I would say I went there and I experienced the shows.
Yeah, well, experience the shows, experience how they receive your music, maybe experience some of the African clubs and, you know, kind of feel like, this is, you know, they moving how we moving, or this is different than how we moving. Like, what was your experience in those countries?
Same thing on steroids. I mean, it's just amplified. It's just bigger. The love is bigger. The energy is bigger.
But when you say bigger than amplified on steroids, bigger than what? Over there, it's bigger than
Jamaican love and bigger than North American love. It's just on steroids, bro. Like, Yeah.
So happy to see you as an artist come there and come home.
Yeah.
Wow.
As opposed to go there and stay.
Sometimes you appreciate it outside of your home more than when you're at home. That's how it goes, so, right? Sometimes.
Yeah, man. Them love music. They love all genres. And they definitely show love to dancehall music and dancehall artists. And they respect artistry. And I think the fact that it's so far away, the pace is slower. So what's popping here is probably going to pop off over there in like a year. So like they hold on to the music longer and the good songs. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a vibe when they go to Africa. I'm going there at the end of this month too.
Yo, we got to give Conscious his flowers too, because, you know, back in 2018, Conscious been collab with Doja Cat. You know, Conscious been collab with, you know, Nipsey Hussle. Conscious got his own hit. He knows your resume. Everybody's a May. And it was great. I'm going to tell you what else. Yo, seeing you get that love at Versus when you came out. That was the Super Cat night, right? Yeah. Talk about what it meant to be in that building and see the legend, the icon Super Cat rocking over there in Brooklyn.
To see the legend after so long, for me, was definitely a vibe, definitely a great experience. But also, to share the stage with so many legends, bro, like Barrington Levy, the Sham, you know what I mean? Some of my no co-workers and the Dexter Daps and the TG and the Cranium, like, it was just a good energy. And I think we need more of that in dancehall music. We need more artists touring with artists. We need more shows with multiple artists going across the world. The fans want it, which is clear. You know what I mean? Like, it was such a great show. When Barrington Levy started the hits, they're like, yo, it takes it back to the times, you know what I mean? So it was definitely a great joy to be a part of that. They hit me in like a week. I was like, yo, we need to get this done. I was like, I'm with it. I had to cancel something, and I was with it.
Yeah, I'm looking through your discography here, man. So many hits, so many collabs with all different genres, languages. You know, first of all, much respect to you and much love to you, man. You know, just for continuing to contribute. And like, you have this... I don't know if people know, but Conscious is the type of dude, like, Conscious is about this music. He's about this dancehall culture. Like, he's fighting for it all the time, whether people are paying attention or not. Do you ever get frustrated, you know, because what you're saying is absolutely correct, right? Like, think of what dancehall has contributed to the performance of dancehall, what happens in the dance.
Right.
The being on the microphone, DJing, you know, the sound clashing, the production elements.
Right.
Everything that we love today comes from dancehall. Conscious, do you ever feel like you need to continue to teach, or do you just allow people to absorb it at their own time and own pace?
I think it's kind of 50-50. Like, for me, like, one of the main reasons why I made mention of the whole COVID-19, like, reviving my energy, is because, like you said, like, I've done so much and, like, people don't know. And I think it's because I was doing it from a place of loving the music, one, and just being all right with what I've achieved as a person.
Yeah.
Being all right with, you know what I mean, financially or whatever. But... like, it kind of reminded COVID-19 and losing the ability to travel, losing the ability to influence, kind of reminded me, like, yo, this thing is bigger than just me. So I have a drive now to come in and just get myself to the level of power where I can be like, yo, I'm dictating the pace. I'm showing the next artist what's going to do. I want to find the Rihannas and the new artists from the culture. And I need to be present and active and powerful in order to do that. Mm-hmm. So... to answer your question, yeah, I definitely think I need to, we need to continue to teach, but I'm just in a mind frame now where I know what it is. I know it's a cloud-driven world, and you have to be mindful of that. So get yourself powerful, get yourself active, and then you can be able to, like, push all the buttons.
Nice. Conscious, that new album, Red Rain.
Yeah, I was just going to say, with the speaking of COVID in 2020 and that time off, was there anything that you picked up during that time? I don't know, habit or... food habit or musically during that time you had off changed you a little bit that we're going to hear in this project. You said what?
Yeah. Our liquor, smoking too much, or just getting...
You went in.
Depressed. Yeah, bro. Like the first single off the album is called Can't Stay Sober.
Can't stay sober.
Right. And that was just me like realizing, yo, you're drinking like a bottle of Hennessy every day. Like, slow it down. You know what I mean? So when that hit, I took that to the music and poured that out. So like listen to the album, you can hear the depressed side and you can hear when that switch flicked, where I was like, yo, what is this? Get rid of this depression vibe and get it back to the music, get into what conscience is and what it means to people, what it needs to mean to people.
So is this Red Rain kind of like a journey? Because you said the first song is Can't Stay Sober. And by the end of the album.
That was the first single, yeah. It's actually the last song listed in the track list, but I think it was the first single.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Definitely a journey, bro. Like, you can hear it.
Wow.
Red Rain, I want to play this joint Mirror with Stefflon Don. And we also got to play that Bruck Off Your Back. I mean, it has to. Consciousness here. You got to run that one. Conscious, I love you, brother. Thanks for always coming by the program, showing us love, and it's an honor to be able to show you some love today and celebrate this new project.
Bro, respect for all the love over the years, man. Enough love. Definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, man. See you soon, sir. Peace.
All right, blessings, brother.
Respect.
All right, bro.
All right, love. Yeah, man.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
All right, like we spent the past few weeks watching Omicron, come for all of our nice things, concerts, flights, everything, Christmas, holidays.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Grammys aren't looking too good. The 64th Grammy Awards are currently scheduled to take place on January 31st. Now, sources are telling Billboard that it's very likely that they'll be postponed. So a spokesperson from the Recording Academy insists that no final decisions have been made, but it wouldn't be the first instance of a COVID-related Grammy, you know, postponement. So
I got to tell you, I'm expecting a lot of general cancellations in the immediate future.
Same.
I've been wondering this one. You know, I usually work the All-Star, the NBA Celebrity Game, doing commentary. Are they going to do All-Star Weekend?
That's what I'm saying.
They're going to bring all their stars to Cleveland over a weekend? I don't know,
man. Risk them getting infected? Okay, as of right now, the awards are still on at the Crypto.com Arena with Trevor Noah hosting. But we don't really know anything else. I mean, Doja Cat is, you know, scheduled to perform. I don't know. But how are they going to do this? Like, is it just going to be like with no audience?
I mean, let's just be realistic for a second. At this very moment on this show, I am COVID positive. Ebro's COVID positive. DJ John is COVID positive. Mm-hmm. On this show, and by the way, none of us have been together.
Yep.
We did not give it to each other at all.
Yep.
From three completely separate worlds. So, man, I don't know. I feel like the next month or two, I think the other side of COVID could be like close, but I think the next couple months going to be rough.
I know. So right now, I think we're just going to have to wait and see. That's your flashing light support.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Well, Lauren Styles, you know, we were trying to get by yesterday you know, without Ebro, of course, who's stuck in Mexico or Mexibro. and we're dealing with our own COVID situation. I'm at home here, and blah, blah, blah. And the one thing we can count on, though, is DJ John stepping up and being there for us when we needed him most.
Oh, no, no, no. DJ John is, I believe he's COVID positive, and he's not even he's not even around. He just sent us an email that said this.
Congratulations, you played yourself. So all that big Willy talk, hop you playing yourself, you're playing yourself,
you're playing yourself. So yeah, that's what we get for relying on DJ John. You know, well, that's what we deserve. But Laura, what else? Who else is so, in your eye line, your eyesight for congratulations, you played yourself?
So I'm reading this story. A New York teacher is arrested for allegedly administering a COVID-19 vaccine at her home. So this woman in Nassau County, Laura Russo, she decided that it was okay to give a 17-year-old boy a COVID vaccine. First of all, where did she get the vaccine? But... you know, the age without parental consent is 18. What makes you think that, first of all, you're not a healthcare professional. What makes you think that it's okay to do that? That's insane. The kid goes home, tells his mom, and the mom called the police. And now she's, you know, she was arrested, but she's not a medical professional or an authorized, you know, or authorized to administer vaccines. What the hell is wrong with her?
I mean, listen, there's a button for people like this.
Oh, my God. Press it now.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
That's really, really crazy. Not as crazy as this, though. I'm gonna say this. This story's crazier, Laura. A quote-unquote reality TV star. I didn't know who she was. You ever heard of Stephanie Matto?
No. Who's that?
She got big on 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, my God. My friends are obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé. I love that show.
And then she started her own YouTube channel.
Okay.
And she started an X-rated subscription site. So she's a freak. She a freakily. I said freakily. And then she thought, to get some publicity, a good idea would be for her to fart into jars and sell the jars of farts.
What?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Laura, she reportedly made over $200,000 selling perverts her jarred farts.
What?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I can't believe people are actually buying it.
Yo, I can't explain to you how foul this story is to me. Hold on. So much so, she was doing so well, that she started making her diet incredibly, like, protein heavy to make sure she could get as many, you know, flatulences as possible.
So gross.
So she would have 3 protein shakes and a huge bowl of black bean soup every day.
Disgusting. But you know what's
she
crazy?
She supposedly, hold on, Laura, she was filling 50 jars of farts a week.
Bro, this is so gross, but you know what? She made $200,000. Who really gets the button?
Well, hold on, I didn't get to her button yet. She was trying so hard to make herself fart that she gave herself serious chest pains and had to go to the hospital, and now she's retiring from the fart business.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yo, want to hear the grossest quote of all time?
What?
I honestly couldn't believe the demand. I think a lot of people have this fetish in secret. I began this venture by eating mostly protein muffins, shakes, and also hard-boiled eggs. Yo, man.
Wrap this up, man. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yo, for you, fart lady, and everybody who bought these jars, we have something for you.
Congratulations. You played yourself. So all that big Willy talk, hop you playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're
playing yourself. I don't play. reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, 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 it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. We are here. And we don't have our usual Juan.
Why?
Well, he's sick with COVID.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot we relied on DJ John.
Yes.
Oh, listen, I can't knock him. I got COVID. Ebro has COVID. It's this, the numbers right now. Every day we're setting new records in this country. Every
stay away from all you
day.
Guys.
As you should. As you should. Saying? All right, Laura Stiles, since DJ John's not here, you know who is here?
The other Juan.
That's right.
Cast one. DJ Cast one.
That's me.
DJ Cast one. DJ Cast one. DJ Cast one. I feel like you're slacking on his song.
No.
Give me a good one. Yes, give me a good one.
DJ Cast one.
There we
the
go.
DJ Cast one. He's not the last one. He's DJ Cast One.
Now we're talking.
He's not like Ass Son.
Whoa.
He's
whoa.
DJ Cast One. I said you're not.
Pause.
Like
Ass.
No, I said you're not like Ass.
All right, you're getting weird now. Okay.
Yeah,
Cast
weird.
One. Yeah. What do we have to give away?
We have tickets. I hope we still have tickets. We have tickets in the back?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we got tickets. All right, so the Brooklyn BK Drip concert is happening February 11th.
Boom.
At King's Theater, you can see 504 and Sleepy Hollow, Bia, Roddy Rebel, and many more, all right?
Baby.
Funk Flex will be on the set. Tickets on sale right now.
All right. And who do we have on the phone lines?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Veronica.
Veronica. What do you do for a living, Veronica?
Hey, how you doing? I work for Amazon out of Whole Foods.
Oh,
shout out to all our Amazon and Whole Foods people. Veronica, where are you from?
I'm from Queens.
Queens get the money.
All right, Veronica.
Dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. So we have a question for you. If you can answer it, let's see if you're smarter than DJ Cast One, okay? Veronica.
Okay.
Can you tell us what state, okay, is the Hollywood sign located? The ginormous Hollywood sign.
California.
Boom.
Oh, my God. You're a genius.
Wow.
How'd she do it?
Correct.
How did she, do it?
All right. DJ Cast One. We're going to keep it in California.
Okay.
Can you tell us what date did the Staples Center officially turn into the Crypto.com arena?
I know.
That just happened. That just happened, right? That just happened.
What date?
The actual day?
Yeah.
Date.
No, November.
Wrong.
Wrong.
I was there.
Wait, Thanksgiving. What?
I was there at the opening.
Wrong.
It was on Christmas Day.
I'm in October. Oh, who's on Christmas?
Christmas Day, and I was in the building for the Lakers-Nets game. Come on, baby.
How would I know you were in the building? Nobody cares.
Damn, thanks, Cass. By the way, Veronica, guess what? You are going to the BK Drip concert.
Congratulations.
Yay!
Enjoy yourself. Hold on, Veronica.
Thank you, guys.
Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, good morning. Laura, you ready for some guru time?
Let's do it. Let's heal the world.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura,
wow.
You know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com,
yes.
Where the gurus unite to cleanse the bad energy in the room and in the world.
That's
right. As Shani Coulter burns sage Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises.
So, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Exhale.
As we help a fellow fought in need.
That's right. Save a life.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. TheGuruLaura. Hello, almighty gurus. And Ebro and DJ Cass 1. I would like to remain anonymous. I would like the insight of the entire cast. I'm a 27-year-old male with a past of sleeping around with different women. I love the thrill of seeing who I could get next.
Okay.
Which made me decide to not be in a relationship for 6 years. Till I met my girl now. We've been together for 8 months, and it's going fantastic. I met her entire family, and they treat me like I'm part of the family. She's a wonderful woman who's just as chill and mellow as I am.
Okay.
We take trips together, work out together, practically do everything together. The relationship is great. However, lately I've been checking out other females. And it seems like my old ways are trying to pull me back. I stop myself from entertaining the thought because I do not want to mess this relationship up. But these females have been looking good. It gets me thinking if I'm forever cursed to being an F-boy. Will I ever grow out of this? I would like to know how you guys handle this situation, as I'm sure I'm not the only guy who's going through this. Thank you guys so much for the insight. Much love to every one of you. P.S. Shout out to Africa.
Shout out to Africa, yo. That's a fact. I mean, are you ever going to grow out of being attracted to other people?
Yeah, what's the question?
I mean, I wouldn't say...
There's a difference, right? You can find people attractive, but it's up to you if you want to act on it. Like, that's a whole different level.
The trick is discipline, bro.
Well, I think he's asking, will he ever grow out of wanting to act on it?
Maybe not, but the discipline part is to not act on it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to want to, you're going to see them, they're going to look good, and a part of you may want to engage, but you have to stop yourself if you feel like who you're with is valuable and you don't want to lose
it. Right. Are you willing to give up your relationship? Are you willing to lose everything for this other person? You got to ask yourself that too, you know? Because there has a time where you have to make decisions, you know, unless your partner now wants to be in an open relationship, but I doubt that.
Right.
That never works for the most part.
So yeah, once things settle down and the honeymoon wears off.
Right.
You start, and by the way, and now everyone's back outside.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's hot. And the girl's been locked up too. So everyone's ready to go crazy.
Yep.
And you're going to notice a lot more.
Yep.
You have to make a conscious decision. It's never going to be like you're just going to see hot 25-year-old in crazy outfit and just be like, I don't even see that. I am looking at air. Hey,
you don't even want to be that dude.
Right. You know, like, it's saying? Okay to me. Like, you can admire, be like, oh, that person looks good. Like, it's okay. But it's a whole different level if you're going to be like, wait, let me search for this IG account and DM and try to, you know, try to meet up with them. That now you're going to a different place. And to Shawnee's point, to all of our points, you have to decide whether it's worth giving up what you have right now, because it seemed like you're in a healthy relationship.
Yeah, is it worth it? The family likes him. They work out together, travel. Like, you found the one because you was a player and you found one that's like, yo, I'm willing to lock in with this. And now the novelty has worn off. And now the hot chicks is out.
And the freaks come out at night and day and all the time.
Hey.
And day. The freaks come out at night and day.
It feels to me like this man still wants to be a gyalis.
Yeah, of course.
Man's a gyalis.
It sounds like it. Because to quote the great Shawnee Culture, you know, love without responsibility is amazing.
It's amazing. But you know, the flip side is, or in addition to, love is a duty. You know what I'm saying? So you got to put in the work. If you feel like she's the one, then, you know, lock in, bro.
But what if he doesn't know? He might not know if she's the one, but he wants to give it a chance. And at the same time, he's struggling because everyone's so hot out here. It's going to feel like a struggle to some degree.
But you ultimately have to make that decision. And if you really don't want to be with this person and you want to start creeping, I'm going to tell you this. Do that woman a favor and let her know that you don't necessarily want to be, you know, in a committed
lockdown,
relationship.
Facts.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Facts.
Be honest. Just be honest about where you stand and if you still want to see other people. Don't waste your time.
I think the service that we can do here, though, is the gurus, is to tell people something that's not spoken of out loud enough, which is that it's hard. It's always hard. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You never get to a point where, like, you just see a smoking hot woman and are like, I don't care. Look the other way. Yes, fine, you do the first month when you're like, oh my God, I can't stop thinking about this person.
Right.
But once you get into normalcy, it's hard. And I just think it's important that you know that it's normal to feel that way. And the line is whether or not you can just be like, okay, put it aside and be happy with what you're in. Mm-hmm. Versus, as Laura said, you're trying to do research. You're trying to make a conversation happen. Mm-hmm. Then you've got problems. You don't want to be doing that. And all that playing the game of like, oh yeah, but I could just flirt a little bit. Let me just play around with it. Nah. That ain't the way to go.
Don't open that door, fam. Don't open that door. So just make sure you're ready. You know what I mean? If you really feel like, listen, I don't want to be in this relationship with this wonderful person. If you care about her, you would be honest and let her go. But if you feel like you want to be, you know, want to give it a real shot, do not play. Do not play.
Right.
That's it.
So say the gurus.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
All right, guys. So Aaliyah's posthumous album called Unstoppable will be released this month, confirmed by her uncle. The song Poison, featuring The Weeknd, served as the first single off the project. Already has like 5 million streams on Spotify alone since it drops. One of the songs is out now, is doing incredibly well. Said her uncle during an appearance on a show, and he said he's very excited to give the fans what they've been waiting for. So, I mean, look, the rumored features are Drake, Snoop Dogg, Future, and more.
People are mad.
How do we feel? People are mad. Why?
People are always mad. Well, people, first of all, they're like, well, why are you ruining Aaliyah's legacy?
Yeah, they're always mad about Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you putting Chris Brown on there and Drake and Future? And it's like, I don't even understand it, though.
You said people were specifically mad about Chris Brown?
They were mad about Chris Brown because they said that Aaliyah had a song about protecting women or something.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure exactly what it was. And they're saying, yo, Chris Brown shouldn't be on there. Or Drake and Future have had allegations, so they shouldn't be on there either. But, you know, people are always going to...
It's bittersweet, right? Because I know, like, some people are very excited that they love Aaliyah. And then it's like a reintroduction to all these people who are barely getting hip to us. I mean, we've loved her forever. But, you know, there's a whole generation of people who never even heard her music, guys, because it wasn't accessible.
Right.
I will say, I'm not holding Chris Brown still. Like, you know, I'm not still mad at Chris Brown. People have the opportunity and right to evolve and become better people. I believe in that for sure. However, I don't know if that was a good decision. They probably would have wanted to stay away from anyone with like a major controversial history, you know? Because Aaliyah can't be the one to make the call about whether she's good with it or not.
Yeah.
So that's why I would have probably just said, yeah, we can get a Chris Brown feature, but we got The Weeknd feature. Get a Drake feature. Like, I don't know if you need it. That's all I'm saying.
We'll see when the album drops. That's your flashing lights report.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Now you're ready for the flash in your life. And Laura Styles can put us on.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.